Good morning. Welcome to Thursday morning worship. I am glad to be here, and I am glad to have an AFCO or two student with me. We had a slight cancellation this week, and Clyde is a minute man, and you're going to be enjoying what he has to share with us this morning, I believe. Before we get started, would you bow your heads with me for a word of prayer? Father in heaven, as we enter together here, to hear your word, we're asking for the understanding that comes through the ministration of your Holy Spirit. We pray you'll draw near to us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Good morning.
It's good to be back. For our devotion for this morning, I would like to turn our attentions to a text in the Bible. I was studying it this week for partly my devotion and partly for an assignment. So I'm going to use this opportunity for my teacher to test if the assignment was done correctly, yes or no. No, that's not the reason why I'm here. But I want to share this thought with you. It just grasped my mind. It was so beautiful. I have never seen it in this light before. And I was so captivated by it, literally and spiritually, that I decided I'm going to share it. And Brother Chuck asked me, said, do you want to come in on the last minute? I said, okay, I'm preparing something for assignment. I was studying it for the last 3 or 4 days. So let me just share it with you. And I hope that the Lord will bless our hearts. The song that we just sang, it must be the breaking of the day. As we were singing it, my mind went right back to the text for this morning, Exodus 16:29. And I told Chuck, I said, is this coincidence that this is exactly the song that is being picked out? I don't believe in coincidence. I believe in the leading of the Holy Spirit. Exodus chapter 16, verse 29. And it reads, see, for the Lord, can you hear me? Because I like to, you know, walk around. See, for the Lord had given you the Sabbath. Therefore, he giveth you on the sixth day the bread of 2 days. Abide ye every man in his place. Let no man go out of his place on the seventh day. What captured my attention was the phrase, the bread of 2 days. We know the story. God took Israel out of Egypt, sent them through the Red Sea, saved them in a very mighty and powerful way. As they were traveling in the wilderness, 4 weeks later, the 15th of the second month. We know the story. They started complaining and murmuring. God, wouldn't it be better if we stayed in Egypt next to our flesh pots? As if they had pots. They were slaves. But anyhow, wouldn't it be better for us to die there? God tells them, okay, I have better plans for you. I will rain down your flesh. It's a good thing he didn't rain down the pots. I will rain down the flesh for you, but in the evening, he would rain down what? Manna, bread. And he told them, you will gather this bread for 6 days. But on the sixth day, gather twice, because that would last for the seventh day. And of course, like we today, we don't listen to God. God says, gather on the sixth, don't gather on the seventh. Still, some would go and gather on the seventh day. And then God speaks with them. And part of what he says is this text. See, for the Lord had given you the Sabbath, therefore he gave it you on the sixth day. The bread of 2 days. And I ask myself, why does the Bible say the bread of 2 and not the bread for 2 days. And it put me to think. And I had to think and go through your mind, you know, the stories, and try to fit it together. What is the deeper lesson that God wants to teach us? Point number one, God says, gather on the sixth day bread for 2 days, because that bread is the bread of 2 days. What is the symbol of bread in the Bible? Bible says the bread is the word of God. Matthew 4 verse 4, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. But in John 6:33, he says, I am that bread of life. So the bread symbolizes Jesus. The bread symbolizes the word of God. So what is that should be gathered? What is that we should seek for? Jesus. But he says, seek me on the sixth day. We are living today in the anti-typical sixth day. Because in the Bible, what is the meaning of the sixth day? What is another way, or what is another phrase that used for the sixth day? Preparation day. Do we believe that we are living in preparation day today? God is calling on us. He says, prepare yourselves. Job 11:13 says, if thou prepare thine heart and stretch out thine hand towards him, if iniquity be in thine hand, put it far away. Preparation day is the day that we should use to put away sin. Put away iniquity. And there are, when you look in the Bible, the phrase put away, you will be astonished at what you'll find. I just read you Job 11, Genesis 35. Put away the strange gods. Do we have strange gods coming into our churches today? Let's think about that. Deuteronomy 17:12. Put away the evil from Israel. 1 Samuel 1:14. Put away thy wine. In this story, it's not talking about the wine that we are supposed to drink. It's talking about fermented wine. Do we see fermented wine coming into our churches today? Brothers and sisters, it's preparation day, and God says, put that wine away. Proverbs 4:24, put away from thee a froward mouth and perverse lips. If there is something that is pervading so badly into our church, sad to say, not just in our church, in the Christian church in general, it's the froward mouth and the perverse lips, aka gossip. Just recently, my wife told me that she was talking with a friend, and that friend talked with another friend, and that friend told her that I am having an affair here in America as an AFCO student. Happened just recently, a couple of days ago. And this was in the church, my home church. And I'm like, don't people have a life? This is preparation day. Put away the froward things and the perverse lips. We need to prepare for the seventh day. So the bread that we take in must be that bread that transforms our lives, that sanctifies us. What does the word sanctify mean? Put aside, put apart for holy purpose. Gossip is not that purpose. And so God is trying to tell Israel, listen here, don't just eat the bread just for eating it, but let it transform you. Sanctify them to thy truth. Thy what? Thy word, that's the bread, is truth. But it doesn't end there, because God told them, gather on the sixth day the preparation bread, gather the bread of 2 days. So it's not just for the preparation day, the anti-typical preparation day in which we are going through right now, but he says there is a seventh day coming. Are we looking forward to that seventh day? Acts 5:31, him God had exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. God gave a prince and a savior for repentance. That's what we should do now. But there will come a time when God, when Jesus, won't be our savior anymore. He will step out of the most holy place. He will put down his garments as the high priest. Now is the time to prepare for that seventh day. And what are we doing about that personally? What are we doing about that as a church? What are you doing about it as Amazing Facts? The work that you are doing in whatever line of work it may be should be in preparing others to meet God on the seventh day. Not just every Sabbath, but for that big Sabbath to come. And so I am so excited if we see how we as AFCO students, we go out in the field and we talk with people, we give them Bible studies, we invite them to come to the seminar. And last night we were there at Woodside Church and I would see this booklet with the face of Doug Batchelor on it and the Amazing Facts fan and the Amazing Facts pads. I was like, wow, we are really preparing for the seventh day. That's what you guys are doing. Keep on doing it. But don't be thinking, oh man, I'm just here and I'm packing some stuff in some boxes day in, day out. No. Look at it in a bigger perspective. Those that are there and reviewing Bible studies that come in, you are helping people to prepare for the seventh day. You are ministering to them the bread of 2 days. And when that seventh day comes, Proverbs 1:27, when your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. There will come a time when people will be looking for the bread and they won't find it. You know why? Because then it's the seventh day. The Bible says in Isaiah 55, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. That's the sixth day. Now is the time for us to seek God. There will come a time when we cannot do that anymore. We cannot seek God, Jesus, as our Savior, because his role as Savior has been ended. But this was exciting for me. Doesn't the Bible say, 1,000 years shall be as a day, and a day as a 1,000 years? How long are we going to be in heaven? 1,000 years. Using this text, you could actually say we are going to spend a Sabbath with God. That's the seventh day. That's the day that we are looking for, but preparation must start today on the sixth day. And so God gave them this, the bread of 2 days, so that every time when it's preparation day, their mind wouldn't be just sweep the house, do the dishes, make sure your clothes are clean, make sure your Sabbath clothes are ironed and pressed and whatever you need to do and be sure that the meal is done. God is trying to teach us an object lesson. Every week, the sixth day is preparation day. The seventh day is the Sabbath. Take part of the bread of 2 days. Do it now. When my wife makes bread, and I think Chuck can back me up on this, and my brother Joseph here, she can bake bread as the best. And I tell you, brother, sometimes she uses I don't remember the reference in the Bible. There's a text in Ezekiel where Ezekiel had to break bread with seven different grains. When you eat that bread, believe me, it will last you for 2 days. That's how heavy that bread is. But you see, when you compare it to the Bible, Elijah was running away from Jezebel. And as he ran into the desert, got tired, he slept. An angel came, wake him up, gave him what? Bread to eat. Rise up, eat. Elijah ate, went to sleep again. Happened 3 times. And when he was done feeding, he went for 40 days. So my wife has just discovered 0.5% of that which could go for 40 days. But God is calling us here, partake of the bread that will last for 2 days. The bread of 2 days. And praise God, it's not bread that literally lasts 2 days. But this is bread that will last us through eternity. 2 Corinthians 6:16. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk with them. I will be their God and they shall be my people. And that will not be for 2 days alone, but for eternity. I will dwell with them, Revelation 21:3, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. So when we read in Exodus 20:8-11, remember the Sabbath day. God is not just telling us to remember 2 days from now. He's telling us, remember when you will be with me and I will be your God and you will be my people. He says, 6 days shall thou labor. I'm not going into this sermon. This is a whole sermon on itself. He says, there's 6 days shall thou labor and do all thy work. When they were in the wilderness, God gave them flesh in the evening and manna in the morning. There's a text in, now I can't remember the reference. I think it's in John itself, where Jesus tells them, yes, John chapter 6. Jesus tells them, do not work for the meat that perishes. That's the flesh, the works of the flesh. But work for the meat that endures. So actually the Sabbath puts that what we do every day, it puts it into perspective. Let's not work the works that will burn in hell. That's why the 6 day preparation day calls us to put away evil, put away the strange women, put away the wine, put away the forward talking, put sin away. That should be the works of 6 days. But then he says, on the 6 day, prepare, take the bread of 2 days because you will need it for the Sabbath. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shall thou labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. Remember Jesus as the bread that came from heaven. Remember the death and resurrection of Jesus. That bread did not stink and there were not worms. There were no worms in it the next day. Symbolizing Jesus' death and resurrection. Remember that we do not labor for food that meat that perishes, but we labor for that which endures. Remember to seek God while he still can be found. Remember we need to prepare to meet our God by putting away sin. Remember that one day soon we will be with Christ 1,000 years. And he told them, therefore, he giveth you on the 6 day the bread of 2 days. Abide ye every man in his place. Let no man go out of his place on the seventh day. And verse 30 reads, so the people rested on the seventh day. Isn't that what we are looking for? We are looking for that eternal rest. Let's bow our heads as we pray. Father in heaven, Lord, thank you so much that you provided the bread of 2 days for us. But even more than that, we don't have to keep it for us. We can share it with those around us so that they too can be partakers of the bread of 2 days. Lord, as we start our day today, may we keep this in our mind that everything we do, all that we labor for, that we may put it into perspective, that it may help us so that we can be that day together with you in your kingdom. Bless us today, Lord. Keep us safe. May your holy angels be around us. May your Holy Spirit keep ministering to our minds. This is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.